It is not accidental that every major religion in the world has warned against the excesses of the merchant mind, the excesses of commercialism. Why? Because it possesses such unique energy, which, if channeled, can produce considerable wealth for lots of people in whatever mode it comes. But if it is not channeled, if it is not countervailed, if it is not counterchecked, if it doesn't have to compete against other models of economic development and economic justice, if it doesn't have to obey the rule of law, if it doesn't have to disclose its innermost destructive data, such as the toxicity that emits from it, if it doesn't have to behave, it can become extremely destructive and damaging. We've seen 20 years, especially after a little bit of accountability in the 60s and 70s, with the environmental laws and the consumer laws and the worker safety laws, and some semblance of some members of Congress who believe in government of, by, and for the people, instead of the General Motors, by the Exxons, for the DuPonts. The last 20 years have displayed an enormous concentration of global corporate power, pushing all the frontiers of democratic opportunities for justice. They want to restrict our rights to go to court. That's called tort reform. Restrict the rights of wrongfully injured people to have a trial by jury and to place their issues before judge and jury, subject to appellate appeal. One of the most basic rights our forebears fought for in their protest to King George III. And these insurance companies and chemical companies and auto companies and drug companies are basically saying it's not enough that they control the legislative branch. It's not enough that they control the executive branch. Now they want to control the judicial branch. And we're going to say to them, you're not going to get away with this. We're not going to let you do this. Remember, it wasn't the legislative and executive branch that brought us the civil rights decisions. It wasn't those two branches, which are highly centralized and very easily persuaded by the accumulation of campaign cash or cash register politics. And yet, we've allowed them to persuade us in their propaganda that we're a litigious people. There's no data to support that. The only real litigious entities are the corporations suing each other, like in Silicon Valley. There's no data for that. We filed more civil lawsuits in 1830 per capita than we filed today. And over 90% of people who are injured by defective products or medical malpractice don't even file a claim. That's how hard it is already to use the judicial system. And it shows you in so many ways that corporations historically will push that envelope into the most cruel domains. We should remember, for several hundred years, businesses had slaves in our country. And now their successors want to own our genes through 20-year patents. They want to convert the genetic inheritance of the planet, flora, fauna, human, into intellectual property, they call it, monopoly patent rights protected by the World Trade Organization.